Hello and welcome to the Manological Podcast, Series 7, Episode 5. That intro music you just heard was created on GarageBand by Harry T and Noah F in Year 5. Now, coming up this week, we have news from this year's amazing Year 6 production of Matilda. We have some information about our house and sports captains. Plus, we have an array of features on games, movies, holidays, sorbet flavours, gifts, animals, teddies and the Tudors. As well as all that, we have our regular teacher interview this week with a multifaceted Mr. Clackett, our IT manager here at Manor Lodge, but someone with a hugely varied set of skills, talent, and career to date. Let's kick things off this week with our Year 6 production. Here is Imani from Year 6 to tell us more.
Welcome to my part of the podcast. My name is Imani, and today I'm going to be telling you about the Year 6 production. Every single year, normally near the summer, the Year 6s do a show, and the students, parents, and teachers can buy tickets and watch the show. But it's not just one, there are two. Because there are two casts, so every year, we do everything twice. This year, one cast is called Honey and one cast is called Treacle. I am in Treacle. When one cast is performing, the other cast are the choir, and this year the big kids, and make the show even better. I'm in Year 6, and this year our show is Matilda. If you don't know, Matilda the Musical is performed in the West End and is about a little girl called Matilda, who is only five years old but is super smart and has the power to move things with her eyes. She's unloved by her cruel parents but impressed her school teacher, Miss Honey. During her first term at school, the two forge a bond as Miss Honey begins to recognise and appreciate Matilda's extraordinary personality. Matilda's school life isn't completely smooth sailing, though. However, the school's mean headmistress, Miss Trenchbull, hates children and just loves to punish those who don't follow her evil rules. But Matilda has courage and cleverness in equal amounts and could be the school's pupil's saving grace. This year, I performed on Thursday and Saturday, and Honey performed on Friday and Sunday. All the days they were fully booked. It was an amazing show and everybody loved it. But it was also super fun to be in the show, to take part. The show really brought us together and we worked as a team and really made the show magical and truly special. But none of this would not have been possible without Mrs. Freeman, who teaches drama, Mrs. Beebe, who's our music teacher, Mrs. Kick and Mr. Steele, who teach in Year 6, Mrs. Brick, Mr. Evans, and Mr. Clackett, who do the lights and sound, and finally, all the parent helpers. They all helped and made our show the best it could be. Thank you for listening to my podcast. Remember to rate, like, subscribe, and tell your friends. Bye.
Thank you, Imani. And yes, a huge, huge congratulations to all involved. Those that came will know, but it was truly phenomenal. There were goosebumps, gasps, tears and rapturous applause across all four performances. An absolutely incredible show. Hats off to everyone. As the oldest in the school, the Year 6s also take on responsibilities like house and sports captains. So as we approach the end of the academic year, the thoughts of the current Year 5s have turned to those captain roles. So here are Dabare and Noah from Year 5 to give us some info.
Hi, I'm Noah.
And I'm Dabare. Today we are going to tell you about the house and sports captain and what they do. House and sports captains do lots of things to help the school, like
helping in house assemblies,
helping on sports day,
and lots of other jobs.
The new house teachers are interviewing the new Year 5s that want to be house or sports captains.
To apply for one of the roles, you have to write a reason why you would be good at it, then you get interviewed.
You can be a boy or a girl to apply.
There are two house and sports captains in each house.
There are usually two boys and two girls, but it can change.
On sports days, the winning house's sports captains lift a trophy.
This year, Griffins won sports day and Kitty and Charlie lifted the trophy.
Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast.
Remember to rate, like, subscribe and tell your friends.
Thank you, boys. Having been involved in speaking to some of the prospective captains for next year this week, one of the things that was mentioned was the opportunity for giving something back to the school, which is a lovely perspective. Equally lovely and giving are gifts. And here are Lily and Layla from Year 4 to offer us some suggestions for some great gifts for boys and girls.
Hi, my name is Layla.
And my name is Lily.
And today we're going to tell you good gifts for girls and boys. First, gifts for girls.
Number 1, a squishmallow.
Number 2, stationery. Number 3, a Lego set or Lego box.
Number 4, a journal or diary.
Number 5, a Loom Band set.
Now our favourite,
a Bitsy box.
Now gifts for boys.
Number 1, Lego.
Number 2, telescope.
Number 3, a skateboard.
Number 4, a Nerf gun. Kid friendly.
Number 5, Pokemon cards.
Now our favourite,
a Nintendo Switch.
Our favourite gifts for girls and boys is
Horrible History's board game.
An amazing board game where you can learn and have fun.
Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast. Bye!
Now, as rich and powerful as Henry VIII was, I'm not sure he's too well known for giving lots of gifts, but our Year 4s have been learning about him and his Tudor family. So here is Noah from Year 4 to share some of what he's learned.
Hello, my name is Noah, and today I'll be telling you about the Tudor family. How did the Tudors get their line to the throne? Well, on the 22nd August 1485, at the Battle of Bosworth Field, Richard III, York's army, was defeated and Richard was killed. Then Henry VII became King of England. He then married Elizabeth of York. They had Arthur Tudor, Margaret Tudor, Henry Tudor and Mary Tudor together. When Henry VII died, Arthur Tudor became king for 16 years. He married Catherine of Aragon. When he died, his brother Henry became king. He was forced to marry Catherine of Aragon too. After a number of years, they divorced, but it wasn't that simple. Firstly, Henry asked Pope Clement the Seventh, and he said no, because Henry didn't agree and had all of the power. He stopped being a Catholic and started the Church of England. Then he divorced his first wife, after he married Anne Boleyn for 3 years, before he beheaded her. Then he married Jane Seymour for a year, his favourite wife. Before she died in 1540, he married Anne of Cleves for not even a year before they divorced. After he married Catherine Howard for a year, before Henry beheaded her. His final wife was Catherine Parr. They were together for 4 years and she survived. Yay! Here's a rhyme to remember the order. Divorce, beheaded, died. Divorce, beheaded, survived. Thank you for listening to my part of the podcast. Make sure to rate, like, subscribe and tell your friends.
Next is Suriana in Year 4 with her top European animals.
Hello, my name is Suriana and today I'm going to tell you about the top 4 rarest animals in Europe. Here we go. Number 1, the brown bear. The place where you can find brown bears is the Carpathian Mountains. It has the highest population density of brown bears in Europe. Number 2, the wolf. Largest numbers of wolves outside Russia are found in the Carpathian region of Central and Eastern Europe. Number 3, lynx. Number 4, bison. They are found in Poland, Belarus and the Bielorusa forest. They're like mild temperatures and coniferous forests, but have been pushed out of their natural habitat by farming and forestry. Thank you for listening to my part of the podcast, and I hope you can find any of these 4 rare animals. Bye!
Suri in Year 4 is here now with her top 10 games.
Hello and welcome to my part of the podcast. My name is Suri, and today I will be telling you about the top 10 online games. In my opinion, most of them are on Roblox. Number 10, Among Us. Number 9, Broken Story. Broken Story is a game where someone's trying to break into your house and you have to try and stop them by adding planks to your windows. Number 8, Phone Case Die. Number 7, Tic-Tac-Toe. There's loads of games on Tic-Tac-Toe, it's not just that one. Number 6, Chill Obi. You have to reach an obstacle course and get to the other side. It's very fun. Number 5, Subway Surfers. This one's not on Roblox, but you can get it, and it's a policeman chasing a little boy. Number 4, Dress to Impress. In Dress to Impress, you can choose your outfit to wear for your Roblox avatar. Number 3, Magic Tiles. Number 2, Restaurant Tycoon. Number 2, and finally, 1. Brookhaven. In Brookhaven, you make a house. It's like living in real life, but you're actually inside a screen. Thank you for listening to my part of the podcast. Bye.
Now over to Nate for his top 10 holiday destinations.
Hello, I am Nate, and here are the top 10 most popular holiday destinations. 10. Austria. a country west of Hungary, more well known for being southeast of Germany. The mountains are amazing to look at. It was birth country of Mozart, and his statues are everywhere. They even put his face on chocolates. One recommended place for me is Mirabel Platz. Greece. 9. Greece. I went to the island of Crete, but there is much more to see. Athens is a city filled with ancient Greek ruins. One is the famous Parthenon, which used to be a temple to celebrate Athena. 8. Germany. I haven't gone here. However, there is an abandoned salt mine, which is supposed to be great to explore. Like I said earlier, Austria is southeast of Germany. UK. There are many places to visit in our own country. This includes the beach, strange castle ruins, and even an everyday trip into London. 6. Mexico. I agree with this choice a lot. There are lots of creatures, including manatees, turtles, iguanas, and if you remember the first episode, axolotls. I've been to Tulum, the beach part of Mexico. 5. Italy. I went when I was 3, so I don't remember much. So I'm going to mention Rome, another city of ruins, including the Leaning Tower of Pisa and the Colosseum. I don't know much, but I've... 4. Turkey. I don't know much, but I've heard that Istanbul is good, so I guess it's recommended. 3. USA. I don't know much again, but I've heard of many cities there, so you should probably go to one. 2. Spain. I hope the one in the first I know, because this one I don't know at all, and I have no information. 1. France. I know there's the Eiffel Tower and Mona Lisa, but not much else. Remember to rate, like, subscribe, and tell your friends.
Both our Harrys in Year 5 are here next with some recommended movies.
Hi, I'm Harry T.
And I'm Harry J.
And today we're going to tell you about the newest movies.
Our first one is If. If is a 2024 American animated live-action film written, produced and directed by John Krasinski. If is about a girl who saves imaginary friends, known as Ifs, from losing their kid friends who are now adults.
The next is Migration. A family of ducks try to convince their overprotective father to go on holiday of a lifetime. A family of ducks decides to leave the safety of a New England pond for an adventurous trip to Jamaica. However, their well-laid plans quickly go wrong when they get lost and wind up in New York and end up.
Woody the Woodpecker goes to camp. After getting kicked out of his home in the woods, Woody goes to a STEM camp and settles there, but there's an inspector trying to shut it down.
Megamind versus the Doom Syndicate. When Megamind's former villain team, the Doom Syndicate, returns, the newly crowned Blue Hero must keep up evil appearances until he can assemble his friends to stop his old teammates from launching Metro City to the moon.
Kung Fu Panda 4. When Po is chosen to become the spiritual leader of the Valley of Peace, he must train a new warrior, but when a shape-shifting sorceress sets her eyes on the Staff of Wisdom, he realises he's going to need some help.
Garfield. Based on the popular comic strip, this live-action comedy follows the story of Garfield, the large and lazy cat owned by hapless John Arbuckle. John also has a dog, Oddie, who annoys Garfield.
Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast.
Food and puddings especially are never far from the thoughts of this group. Here are Ezra and Noah in Year 4 with their favourite sorbet flavours.
Hello, and my name is Ezra.
And I'm Noah.
Today we're going to tell you about our favourite sorbet flavours, so let's get started.
Here are Ezra's top 5 favourite sorbet flavours.
In 5th place is mango. In 4th place is acai berry. In 3rd place is pear. In 2nd place is lemon. And in 1st place is, drumroll please, berry. Here are Noah's top five sorbet flavours.
In fifth place is lemon. In fourth place is pineapple. In third place is raspberry. In second place is coconut. And in first place is, drumroll please, passion fruit and mango. Me and Ezra both like raspberry and lemon.
It's getting hot outside. Let's get some sorbet. Bye.
Lily and Aria from Year 4 join us next with their best types of teddies.
Hi,
I'm Aria.
And I'm Lily.
We are here to tell you about the, drumroll please,
the top five best types of teddies.
No first place. Number one, Squishmallows. Stars out of five? 5 stars.
Number two, TY Toys. Stars out of 5? 3 stars.
Number three, Disneyland Souvenir Teddies. Stars out of 5? 5 stars.
Number four, Kiel Toys. Stars out of 5? 4 stars.
Number five,
Air Plushies.
Stars out of 5? 4 stars.
We recommend these teddies because they are very cuddly and cute. Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast. Bye!
Over to Fiore in Year 4 now with her favourite animals.
Hi, I'm Fiore and I'm going to tell you my favourite animals. Number one, flamingo. I think they're fascinating. They're pink because of what they eat, shrimp. And I was a flamingo for my Year 2 production. Number two, bunny/rabbit. They're so cute and fluffy. I wish I had one. Number three, dogs. I have one of my own, and he's a black Labrador. Number four, chicks. Not chickens, but chicks. Their little orange feet and their furry yellow hair. I just love them. Number five, dolphins. They just swim in such a majestic way, and they are beautiful. Thank you for listening to my part of the podcast. Bye.
Now it's on to our teacher interview. Here is Ezra in Year 4 with IT manager, professional musician and Top Gear test driver, Mr. Clackett.
Hello, and my name is Ezra, and today I'm going to be interviewing Mr. Clackett. Hello, Mr. Clackett. Is it okay if I ask you a few questions?
Absolutely. Good morning, okay. Ezra.
Number one, what was your childhood like?
My childhood? Well, I grew up way out in the countryside in a little tiny cottage which was a mile from any neighbours in every direction. So that was really nice. I used to go exploring in the woods, and that's why I like it here, because you've got lots of outdoor learning, and that's very familiar for me.
Yeah, nice. Number two, where did you grow up? So, like, you grew up in the countryside, but like when you moved, did you like move? Where did you move to?
I've come from Dover in Kent, which is right on the coast. It's the nearest place in England to France, and I grew up in a little village just outside of there. And then I went to school in Dover. And then when I finished my A-levels, I moved up to London when I was 17.
Nice. Three. What were the name of the schools you go to, including primary, secondary and university?
Okay, so I went to St Mary's Church of England Primary School in Dover. And then I went to Dover Grammar School for Boys. And then after that, I came straight to London and I started working as a musician.
Nice. So what musical instruments did you play?
So I play saxophone. I play piano very badly, but mainly saxophone.
Which jobs have you had and which one was your favourite?
Well, so I was a musician from when I was a teenager. So that I've done for all my life, really, and I really enjoyed that. But I also worked for Top Gear for about 8 years as a freelance test driver.
So you drive cars just to make sure that they're working and okay?
Kind of, yeah. Lots of it is for filming or photography. Sometimes it was just doing tests on whether the manufacturer's data on them is correct. Okay. Sometimes the manufacturers don't tell you the right numbers, so we'd always double check those. So it was lots of different things. Anything with different cars. I drove over 2,000 different cars while I was there.
How did you get involved in IT?
Well, about 6 years ago now, I'd had my own companies and they really weren't going anywhere. So I was looking for something to do and I got a job at Saracens High School. And that was a new school that was being built from scratch. So I was one of four people that started as a sort of project team to set up a whole secondary school from scratch. And because I had some knowledge of project management and also of IT things, I naturally those kind of departments fell to me, and that's when I started doing IT professionally.
Okay. Number seven, what does your job involve here at Manor Lodge?
So my job and Mr. Crow's job is to make sure that all the staff and pupils have got the technological resources to be able to do what you need to do to learn effectively and to work effectively.
Okay, nice. Number eight, do you have any hobbies that aren't musical instruments or driving cars?
I like cooking. That's why I've got such a big tummy.
Number nine, do you have any pets? If so, how many?
I haven't got any pets, but when I was young, when we lived in the countryside, I had enormous dogs. I had Pyrenean Mountain dogs who were 100 kilos, about 2 meters long.
Number 10, what is your favourite board game or computer game?
I like Trivial Pursuit. We always play Trivial Pursuit at Christmas when I'm down with all my family.
Thank you for taking the time to answer my questions.
Thank you, Ezra. It's been my pleasure.
Bye.
Bye.
That just about wraps things up for this week. Our junior and infant sports days have been a huge success. I'm sure we'll hear all about those in the next episode. But to close the show for this week, here is Aria in Year 4 with a garage band composition of her own.
Podcast. Remember to rate, like, subscribe, and tell your friends.